Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. Joining me, of course, is Benny in Seattle. Hey, Benny.
Hello.
David here in L.A. Hey, Davey.
Hey, Dougie.
Well, it is raining in L.A., I just have to say, so it took us forever to get here. Why? Because there's water falling from the sky. People don't know what to do with themselves.
I sent you a present.
What, you did?
Yeah, it's rain from here.
Oh, it's rain from here.
Never mind.
I was like, a gift from
I thought you were going to get that one very quickly.
No,
here.
Sorry. Well, that's the thing. First of all, we have a really exciting hour.
Yes.
Joining us in segment two is going to be Dr. Carmen Hara, and as you guys know, we've been talking about this cruise incessantly, and Carmen is one of our hosts, so we're going to be talking about the cruise, we're going to be talking about her new book, Holiness. We're going to be taking calls. It's going to be super excited. And I have to try and explain why I'm tired, but legally I can only say so much. Dun, dun, dun. So yesterday, David and I, how can we talk about this? Okay, David and I shot a reality show from about 9 o'clock in the morning till about 6 o'clock at night. And the only thing I can say is that we were dancing. And we weren't dancing well.
Dancing for like 8 hours.
How did I not know about this?
Because we're not really allowed to talk about it, and it will air next June.
I'm a steel trap. I thought I had it.
And maybe off the air, I'll tell you a little
something. Okay.
But I don't even know. It was such a long day. I can tell you guys that at one point, a director or producer yelled at me that I would get fired if I didn't smile and dance more. And
nice.
That's all I can tell you. But it was such an intense.
It wasn't. Let's say
it's such a crazy.
It's been a lot to remember.
And what's so funny is, if you know that I am teaching this online color course, and the week that we were invited to do this thing was the week we were working with Emerald, and I kept talking during the course, dance this week, sing this week, get in your creative self. Well, little did I know that when I said get in your creative self, part of that for me would be possibly looking like a fool on television.
That is
which
impossible.
Is super exciting. And if you're listening in L.A., I'm also going to be on Good Day L.A. tomorrow morning, which is a very exciting show. It's a little bit crazy, I'm not going to lie. I love Steve, I love Dorothy, and I love Jillian, but my goal is always to try and get, you know, some point across, because it's kind of like The View. Like, everybody's talking over each other, and it's super exciting. And then we also had family in town. And guys, if you're listening, so David's mother and sister were in town. What is it about family? I mean, I can maintain my center on my own. I can keep my balance when it's my schedule and it's when my own personal energy. But there's something about family being around you that can just make you feel so scattered.
And yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree. I feel like it's only a matter of time before I become like the 13-year-old
exactly.
version of myself.
But it's not even my mom, and I still do the same thing. So, I mean, I love them, and we had a very good time, but it's a lot of energy to keep someone in your space. And it's interesting, too, speaking of maintaining your center, because there's obviously something for me to learn, because we're actually flying to Dallas tomorrow, where my sister lives with her children, and my mother lives as well. And it's a big deal for me. You know, my mother doesn't get to travel very much. She is kind of handicapped, and so it's difficult for her to get out and about. And unfortunately, I travel a lot. You know, David and I are on the road very often.
Oh, not unfortunately.
Well, you know what I mean. But saying I don't get to see family as much as I would like to.
Okay.
You know, I've got this strain that my mom doesn't think we're staying long enough, and I have to work while I'm there. So I'm feeling kind of, you know, and I always like to be honest with our listeners. I'm feeling kind of heart heavy. You know, I don't know. I identify as a people pleaser. That's kind of my nature. So sometimes I run around and I'm just trying to make everybody happy.
I'm right there with you, dude.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel you 100%.
And people pleasing, it's such a strenuous
We're givers,
thing.
Not takers.
I know, exactly.
It's tough,
and,
isn't it?
And there are times when I really try to define my boundaries. Like, this is how much I'm available to be there for you, and this is what I can do. But sometimes in that juggle, one ball will fall and someone gets disappointed, and it's just like, oy.
It tears your heart out, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. And when you don't live in the same state or the same time zone with people, it makes things difficult. And, you know, so we're trying to get everybody happy and Okay, so one of the things also, I can't believe we did this, but last weekend. So have you ever heard of Knott's Berry Farm, Benny? It's
I went there way back in the mid-80s.
Have you been there?
Oh, long time ago.
Okay, so in October, they call it Not Scary Farm.
Nice.
Because it's all like Halloween themed.
Sure.
And I think part of the reason that I became a psychic is I don't like surprises. You know, I want to know what's coming. So we went with about, I don't know, five friends of ours. We went in a group and we got there really late at like 10 o'clock. And it was the scariest thing in the world.
Were you really scared?
Well, the minute you walk into the park, it's not just the rides. Like, they have mazes. There are fog machines everywhere and strobe lights. So at any moment, someone jumps out of nowhere.
That's your favorite part.
And they have, like, little pieces of wood that they, like, clap in your face to, like, kind of, it's kind of like
to this, make a loud
yeah,
noise.
To make a loud noise in this jarring reaction. And, of course, I just sound like a flaming queen because I just keep going, clutching my pearls, like,
it's definitely startling. I didn't realize they were gonna take it that seriously. I mean, they really dress up the whole place to look spooky.
It's insane.
And the costumes that
like
they wear.
Set, right?
My heart was pounding. I was nauseous by the end of the event. And I don't do roller coasters. David loves roller coasters.
I love them.
So luckily, our group was kind of split down the middle. There were three people who wanted to go on the rides, and then there were three of us who would sit in a corner trying to make sure that we weren't being scared by some goblin out of nowhere. But what was so interesting energetically, you know, because I'm all about energy, is some of the monsters that are hired to kind of walk around, I understand the point of, like, I just want to spook you, where you'd be walking a few feet and then you'd turn around and realize someone was matching your footsteps right behind you, and you'd jump and you'd laugh because they kind of looked like Yoda or something like that. And that was funny. But it was interesting to me that there were some people there whose energy was, it almost felt like it gave them an excuse to be angry.
To be really
I wasn't into
obnoxious.
That. Yeah. We have one friend, Jill, who's very, very pretty, and she's a petite girl, and this one guy followed her for, it felt like 10 minutes. I might be exaggerating.
No, but he was up in her face, screaming in her ear, and we were like,
it wasn't funny anymore.
I know you're doing your job, but this is kind of extreme.
Yeah, and it was so one of those moments where energetically you feel that moment of, this is uncomfortable. But I didn't say anything. I mean, we kept checking in with her, and her partner was checking in with her saying, are you having fun? Are you having fun? And she said, yes, but I want him to go away. Like, it was this weird energy. And it's so funny as you know, I know I make my living as a clairvoyant and most of my gift is visual, but I'm also an empath. Like, I open up to a lot of energy. So being in that environment was so, like, super, super charged. And I think it's just a different personality type of what kind of person is drawn to that energy. But we got home and I couldn't even sleep. Like, it was...
Well,
I don't want to do that again.
I don't want to go back to that place for Halloween theme nights.
Yeah.
I love the roller coasters. I don't think I like being scared.
I don't understand it. So we go through a maze, which isn't even going up and down and everything, but it's still like an adrenaline rush. You're not shaking after that?
Oh, I'm startled. Yeah, I was definitely more afraid of those mazes and those people jumping out at me than I was of the roller coasters. Like, I can go on any roller coaster and I'm not freaked out.
Because you're
excited.
Expecting it.
He went on this thing. What was that free fall thing?
Oh,
that...
no way. I'm sorry.
I know. Would you do that, Benny?
Well, I mean, I used to fly around with my dad, so he's taken me on some crazy stuff before, but I didn't know he was going to do it. So I'm
you
kind
mean
of.
In a plane?
Yeah, yeah. I've barrel rolled.
Like,
and...
nosedive?
Yeah, I've barrel rolled. I've done all that stuff.
Benny, as far as I'm concerned, that's abuse.
well, he's no longer around, so.
Oh, sorry.
Hack away. No, I'm just joking. It's fine.
Always putting my foot.
Oh, no. It's all good. It's a big foot.
But to watch David go up with our how high was that?
I have no idea. It felt like a, you know, built like a huge,
like an apartment,
like
building.
A high rise.
Yeah.
And then you drop down,
not just once. Then they go back up and back down.
Doesn't it pull you down faster than gravity?
It does.
Allows it?
You shoot down and then back up. It's like,
oh, so it's forcing you down.
Yeah. It's pulling you down. Yeah.
Doesn't
yeah,
that
yeah.
hurt your body?
Well, I don't know. In the moment, it's just adrenaline. But I think they purposely make like the straps touch loose so that when you go down, you're literally floating.
I'm sorry. I have way too many control issues. And that's what what I realized from these mazes. You know, I kept doing this thing where I had to try and figure out what the next scary thing was going to be. So I'd be like, there's someone around the corner. Someone's going to pop out of here. But what I wasn't prepared for were the people dropping from the ceiling.
Yes.
I wasn't prepared for that.
And they get so close.
They get so close to you.
Yeah, they're not allowed to touch you, but they get right up in your face. And I remember reading a couple of weeks ago about there was a woman who was in some Halloween-themed park, and she got arrested for punching one of the people.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And I thought that was kind of crazy, but
now I get it.
I get it.
I get it.
They were really... Yeah. Up in your face.
You're invading my bubble. You're going to feel it.
Exactly. And a friend of ours is an attorney, so we were trying to figure out, like, what are the legal ramifications? Like, how much can you scare people? They were definitely more going for girls that would scream and that would screech. But I'm so excited because we're going to Dallas this week, and we'll be there for Halloween, and we'll be there with my niece and nephew. My nephew is 5. My niece is 2, so I can't wait to take them trick-or-treating. It'll be super fun. So, hey, guys, have you signed up for my Dallas workshop? Because I feel like you should. I'm going to be doing a workshop on October 30th, where I will teach you to see an aura and give a reading. You'll get a reading from me and from a participant in the group. It's super, super fun. So if you want to get information, call me at 1-877-936-8425. Again, that's 1-877-936-8425. And I'll be doing private sessions on Monday. And you can see me on Good Morning Texas. It's a busy week. I mean, we're dancing.
Here it comes. Here comes the accent.
We're taping.
We're doing Good Morning Texas. I swear, the minute I go back to Texas, I'm yawling. I'm fixing to do stuff.
No, you're not fixing.
Oh, Benny, I am fixing.
I know you're fixing.
I'm fixing. It's biscuits and gravy. I always have to have chicken fried steak.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Go ahead.
I'm excited for the Halloween candy. It's like the one day where I can really justify gorging on chocolate.
Yeah, but people don't trick or... Like, when I was a kid, and this is going to... Let me get out my walker. We would go out for hours. Yeah. Hours.
We used to hit up apartment complexes. Yeah, we hit up apartment complexes because then you got more people per...
I mean, it was just like... People don't trick or treat the same way. Guys, we're getting old. The world is changing. Maybe Dr. Carmen can help us. She has a great book out called Holiness. We're going to talk about it in the next segment. We're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. You're on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Dougal Fraser. I'm going to take a quick break. Fun music to get the energy up because I'm tired, y'all. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is astrologer Stephanie Jones, and the seasons are changing. The sun is in Libra this month, a sign of partnership and balance. So instead of thinking of me, 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 take your partner and go out dancing. Or go out dancing and find a partner. Call me at 323-369-8221 or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com and see where Libra brings the gift of partnership and sharing into your horoscope. That's 323-369-8221.
Are you feeling stuck in a dead-end job, an unhappy relationship, or struggling with your health? Would you like to thrive in all areas of your life? Tricia Moore can help you find the answers you're looking for. A gifted, intuitive consultant, Tricia will help you find your passion and gain confidence to move ahead at record speed. Schedule a free 15-minute consultation. Call 206-618-8601 and visit TrishaMoore.com. Move into action, one intuitive step at a time.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community, presents Healing, a spiritual event, Saturday, December 3rd, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. in Seattle. The event features free mediumship and energy healing demos, lectures in crystal light therapy, alchemy, meditation, psychometry, and psychic art drawing with the masters. At 6 p.m., the doors open for a rare opportunity to experience hands-on healing by the Ascended Masters. To register for this evening's seance, go to theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Guys, this is Psychic Dougal Fraser. I don't know what to say because we have a psychic superstar joining us today, Dr. Carmen Hara, author of Holiness, Embracing the Sacred Unity that Heals Our World. Before I introduce her, guys, she's read for Hillary Clinton, Candace Bergen, Barbara Walters, Deepak Chopra, Al Gore, Diane von Furstenberg, Caroline Ray, Denise Rich, Courtney Cox, Jennifer Lopez. Should I keep going? I'm exhausted from the names. Good morning, Carmen. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my God. My pleasure.
I'm excited to be on your great show.
Oh, thank you. And I'm so excited for our cruise next spring. Are we not going to have the best time?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. People should know what they're missing if they're not
coming. I know. I'm super excited. So I wanted to talk a little bit about you do so much work. And one of the things that I really admire about your work is it's not just about making predictions and being a psychic. I love how you really talk to people about breaking through their fear and some of their thought forms and their patterns that hold them back. And I was kind of hoping you could talk about what people experience during a typical session with you.
Well, I believe that when people are searching for insight and answers and help of any kind and help to see and help to break through their emotions, they are just searching much more than just getting an idea or open the mind. They are searching for emotional help and breaking through those blockages. So I think that the best thing that anybody like you and me can do is help them identify the problem and their pattern of thinking, and also help them see beyond the limitation. Like, generally speaking, right now the world is in fear. The world is scared about tomorrow. So seeing into the future comes together with understanding the future and becoming part of the future and mastering the future and creating your own destiny. So people who work in this field are just much more than just an intuitive.
Yeah.
They have to advise, they have to explain, they have to guide people into what's next for them. So I notice that every time somebody comes to me, it's exactly changing their way they think. So then their life will definitely change, and giving them an idea and opening their mind to those infinite possibilities and showing them the way to do it. And it's just such a rewarding career. It changes people's lives.
And Carmen, don't you think, I totally agree with you right now that the world is operating out of fear. I mean, with advertisements and the news, everything is what you should stay away from and why you should be frightened. Why do you think human beings are so seduced by fear versus joy?
I think we're seduced by fear for thousands of years because it's this inability to know the things that we're supposed to know. A lot of people, they don't know themselves. They don't know their abilities. They don't know who they really are. They don't know what they meant to do in life. They have no awareness of their right potential. And most likely now, fear is worse than ever because there's this program, you know, a subconscious program in prediction existing for thousands of years that this is the end of us or the end of something. And the fear is like spiking crazy right now, most likely because we see the world falling apart, the system collapsing. We see what's happening with the housing market, most likely in California. and in Florida, in Nevada, so we also see the unemployment rate going up like crazy. So we see the economy not getting any better. And we wonder what's going to happen to all of us because 2012, at the level of our understanding, the way we've been programmed for such a long time, is the end of time, the end of, like the Bible says, the apocalypse is a scary feeling of something dramatic might happen to all of us. And the sad part is that nobody talks about what this 2012 is all about, what it means, in order to erase the fear. And again, turn the fear into possibilities.
So what's your thought on 2012? You know, I've never been kind of a doomsday seer. You know, I always see that there's an opportunity for growth and change. So I'm curious what your thought is on 2012.
My thought on 2012 is that this is the end of an era. This is the end of the Kali Yuga. This is the beginning of a golden Yuga. And people should actually start thinking differently, that this change is 2012 is the changes at the level of the DNA, the changes at the level of the gravity. I mean, the gravity, the way we know it, established by Einstein in 1905, is no more the same gravity. What does it mean? We age because of gravity, but if we have a speed higher than the speed of light, then the gravity is not going to be the same, which indirectly, so simple, means for us a longer life on Earth. So we live 150 years, 300 years. Is that possible? Does it sound like crazy? That's what 2012 for me is all about. The end of a system that proves not to be working anymore. It's a broken system.
Yeah.
And I think the moment when, and that's why I wrote my book Holiness, the moment when people are going to come together to see that the necessity of reaching out to each other and not living in fear and unite to each other, then we really can see this 2012 like a wow, such an amazing shift in time, and this monumental transformation is ahead of us, is just a month away from us, and we finally can create one world. We can finally live in harmony and stop being a criminal, stop living in a world of killing each other and hating each other and all these negative emotions that are taking control of us for such a long period of time.
And what do you think about personal... What do you think about personal empowerment? Because, you know, I always love the expression, when the people lead, the leaders will follow. And I think now with things like Occupy Wall Street and how it's getting bigger and bigger, I think people are sick and tired of being controlled. And they want their voices to be heard. And there's a sense of unity kind of coming together of people saying, I'm not going to stand for it anymore.
That's exactly it. Well, I made this prediction last year, talking about predictions, in which I said that 2011 is the year in which we're going to see leaders of the world disappearing overnight. At the end of this era is becoming obvious because it's the end of this broken system and people are coming together to regain that strength, you know, and to realize that unity is everything and we don't need all this to be separated, alienated in the name of different gods. We don't want to be manipulated at the level of the mind the way we've been for such a long time. That's why people are marching in the street to get rid of the wrong forms of leadership for 30, 40 years. They don't want to be used. They don't want to be abused. They want to live a different life. And that's the messages at every level of the world.
And let me ask you a question, Carmen, you're really known for your global predictions, which are always super impressive. Now, how do those come to you? Is that in the dream? Is that during meditation? Do you ask questions? How do those global predictions come to you?
I can tell you sometimes they come just unexpectedly without looking for them. Without,
like in the grocery store?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Like I remember I was at the beginning of 1999 talking about the good day LA that you're going to be tomorrow. I was on Good Day New York. And that was, what, almost 12 years ago. And the anchor was asking me, so what's in store for 99? And I had like, you know how this show gives you 4 or 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And I had those 4 minutes, and I wanted to say so much, and I start by saying, we're going to eliminate Saddam Hussein. We will have war, but it's going to happen only in the Middle East. That was in 1999. The Pope will die around Eastern, so we're going to have a new pope. And that didn't happen in 99, but pretty much everything I said happened in a frame of 4 or 5 years. But those predictions, I didn't even think about it. They came to me in that very moment when the anchor was asking me.
Right.
And I'm sometime going myself back 12 years ago and 11 years ago, and I wrote my first book in which I said the economy is going to get in trouble. We're not going to have paper money. So I went on and on and on 11 years ago, and I see this happening right now.
Yeah. Well, guys, listen, next segment we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. Listen, if you're at work and you can't call, I know who you are. I get it. You can go to TransformationTalkRadio.com, click the instant feedback button, and I may answer your question. You can also do it on CBS New Sky Radio. My guest today, the amazing Dr. Carmen Hara. I'm super excited. We're going to do tandem readings, two people seeing your future. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment or to learn more about periodontics. Visit us online at pnwperio.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hi, Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Slippery elm and marshmallow root, some simple effective help for acid reflux or inflammation anywhere in the gastrointestinal tract. Slippery elm bark or marshmallow root can be taken in powder form, shaken up with water or juice, or prepared as a tea to provide soothing and healing relief. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Hey, everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser, my guest all this hour, Dr. Carmen Hara. I mean, I'm getting readings during the break. It's happening. Psychic excitement. I love it. Our number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to go straight to our first call, Samantha in Seattle. Good morning, Samantha.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. I so appreciate it.
My pleasure. Say hi to Carmen.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi, Samantha. How can we help you, my dear?
Oh, you bet. Hey, I'm in a situation where I have a career question. This little tiny bit of background, I'm in a marriage that's completely over, still live in the same house with them, but going to be moving. I feel like I'm gaining more strength as I go. I've gotten offered a job opportunity. I don't know whether to take it or go out on my own. I'm just trying to get past the fear every day and gain strength.
Well, first of all, I will, because there's a number of things I have to tell you. Don't regret the end of this career. I don't think this was really a soulmate for you. It's interesting, but I feel like you can let him go without holding anything. Do you agree with me? You're capable to let him go. Do you agree?
Yeah.
And it's almost like I feel the karma is over. It's done. You're done. You can move on. And there's someone else coming into your life who's 1 or 2 years younger. Did you meet anybody else?
Yes, possibly.
Okay, tell me, are you 34?
No, in my 40s.
In your 40s? Okay.
Yep.
What happened around the age of 34? That age comes to my mind for some reason.
I had my son.
Okay. That was it, because I was convinced that you meant to have a son. You were meant to have this. So the reason of this marriage is probably because of your son.
That is so right on. That's exactly how I feel.
Mm-hmm. So your son is fine also. Your son is okay. So you guys are going to do very well. You will remarry. You will have someone else in your life. If I were you, that would be my advice, but you also have your free will. I'll take this opportunity, at least for now, but I still think that being independent is your best bet.
Yes.
At the end of the day. So it doesn't have to be right away. It might be somewhere June of the next year or the end of next year, 2012. I do have a feeling of a move, a change of a residence, living in a different area.
Okay.
And it's interesting, I don't have the feeling that you are afraid. I have a feeling you're actually very strong, you're handling very well, and you will embrace all these changes. I think this new career path, is it right around the corner? Is it something you have to agree immediately?
Pretty soon here, next couple weeks.
That's how I think. If something is right around the corner that you have to take it immediately. You might even take it in November, December.
Exactly.
And my idea is take it. Take it because you're buying some time. You know, it's going to be an interesting way to learn something new and even meet new people.
Okay.
And I love this new person coming into your life. He is, I think he has a name that starts with either Joe or Jack, something like that comes to my mind, somebody tall. Brown light hair, a little bit younger than you chronologically, and I think it's going to be a lovely soulmate. It's like a soulmate. I don't think your husband was a soulmate for you. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Everything you're saying is amazing.
Yeah, that's something you know, and I'm validating what you know. I'm so excited for you. I see you living in a new home. That is like painted in white. It's interesting and has some arches, like an arch door. I also see you getting a new car. I don't know if you plan to change your car. Do you?
I just got a new car about a year ago.
Okay. So then it's probably already happened. I do feel that this is all for your own good. It's all for your own good. How is your mother doing?
Not well.
Not well. That's
tall.
Why I'm asking, because I feel that she needs to change a treatment or go and get a second opinion. It's almost like whatever's going wrong with her is not yet identified.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey. Sometimes it happens that, you know, we don't really, the way, you know, a doctor will treat that just the symptom that doesn't really get where the problem is coming from. So I think you have to go to a holistic doctor with your mom, but I really think you should do it in the next 2 weeks, 2 months, because she will immediately change and improve and get better.
Wow.
Okay, Samantha, I appreciate
you.
It. We've got a lot of calls, so we have to go to the next one. Have a great day, Samantha. Okay, we're going to go straight to our next caller. We have Thomas in Vancouver. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so excited to talk to both of you guys. Google, I heard your you on the radio show Out from the Inside the last two times you were on, and I really love your approach with your reading.
Oh, thank you.
Inspiring and direct. And Carmen, I'm a huge fan of yours as well. I listen to your show every Thursday on Hay House.
Yay! Well, come with us on the cruise, then.
Do it, Thomas. Let's do it.
I'm thinking about it.
Cue Calypso music, Benny. Just kidding. I know that's pressure.
Okay, so I want to move to New York for my career. I'm a fashion photographer, but I need to save a lot of money first. When do you see money coming in for me to start saving for my move, and when do you see
I'm actually convinced that you're going to move to New York. I'm 100% sure, and I see you working for a magazine downtown that starts with an initial V.
Oh,
and working with a man that looks like a little bit Chinese or Japanese, but he's like a great guide for you, the guidance that you get into your career. I think it's going to take you like 3-4 months. I see somewhere at the beginning of the next year already feeling more comfortable. Somebody's helping you with money at the end of the year, Thomas. So there might be somebody you know that can even be a relative. Somebody's just helping you to make this move possible. Because it's the best thing that you can possibly do. It's going to make your career skyrocket. You're going to do very well. New York is exactly the place where you want to be, and you know it. And I think if I project your life somewhere in May of the next year, I think you're all there. Everything is okay. You're just beginning an amazing time of your life.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Thomas, when you talked about money, the perspective was from a lack in the moment, and sometimes we have to change our headset to be in the abundant space now. So try not to think when the money will come to you, but I want you to start thinking, I attract money, I always attract money, money comes to me easily and smoothly. When you talked about the move, immediately I was like, it's got to go, it's got to go, it's got to go. I agree with Carmen, it's totally a part of your destiny. I also see the name Steve, though. Steve feels more like an intimate connection. This feels like more like a friend, possibly a relationship. I can't quite tell, but it's someone that I feel like I'm holding hands with, and they're supporting me in my journey, and it's really important. Part of the move is that you need to be around your soul group, and your soul group, the remaining part of them feels like they live in another place. So New York does feel like the right choice for you.
Wow. A question, because I will most likely have to, because they have, like, you can't just go there and, like, be a photographer. You have to, like, assist and intern and stuff like that to, like, get people to show you the ropes. Mm-hmm. Do you see me going there and assisting or interning or working at a modeling agency first, or what do you see?
What do you get, Carmen?
Well, I guess something, I mean, when you said the name Chills, when you said the name Steve, I had chills because immediately I saw V Magazine because I said there's a magazine downtown with the initial V, V Magazine.
It's that's owned the magazine by a guy, dream, Steve. Basically. That's my dream magazine.
That's your dream magazine. So that's where I advise you go and meet this guy, Steve. And his name is actually Stephen Gannett. I don't know why this came to my mind, but that's where I see you working. And actually, you can go ahead and tell him about me because he's one of my best friends. And it's so funny. But I see that magazine is where you should be because you know, it's going to be perfect for you. I think there must have been such a big reason for you calling today. And I agree that you should never be afraid of money. Never allow. It's a form of energy. Never allow that to block you. Always see, you know, I always tell people that you should draw the eight, the number of the eight. If you put reverse, symbolizes the infinite number.
Yeah.
And it's also the money energy. Carry it with you in a pocket. It's just in a symbolic way to bring that energy in.
I wrote it on my debit and my credit card on the back, and I have it cut out in front of me on my Bristol board that I'm staring at.
And Steve,
okay, so that means money will never be a problem for you.
Right, and you've really got to watch your thought, Thomas, because one of the things you said was, I can't move to New York and immediately become a photographer. So you put that out there. Now, traditionally, do most people start by assisting? Certainly. May that be an opportunity for you? Certainly. But I don't ever want you to use the word can't. You may go to New York, find Steve, and he's like, you know what? We need someone for the cover today. Do you want to do it? So you need to open yourself up to, I am a leader, I'm walking with this power, and I'm owning it now. No more can't. Watch your thought, okay?
Okay, wow.
And you said
right
you're
now.
Listening to my show on Hey House. I recently did a show on the power of the word. So one of the things that I said is exactly, you know, that what you already heard, that watch your words because they have that much power. So tell yourself every day, you know what I mean, I'll have all the money that I need, so money's not a problem and it's not ever will never stop me from getting where I'm meant to be. So
exactly.
Yeah, absolutely powerful.
Hey, Thomas, good luck. Have fun in New York. The bagels are amazing.
Thank you. I love you both. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
I love you, too.
Isn't it funny, Carmen? I feel like people don't notice their thought, and we all have it. You know, our subconscious mind will leak
absolutely,
things out.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's so big.
And there's a great book out there, if you guys are listening, called Thought Forms by Blavatsky, and it actually shows images of what your thoughts look like and the difference between what a performer's thoughts look like versus an intuitive. It's very, very interesting. Okay, so we're going to go very quickly to a next caller. We have Renee in Bellevue. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning, Duke. Good morning,
how are you doing?
Hi, Renee. Well, thank you both for taking my call. Listen, I'm in the process of a really big move, residence. I moved and big breakup, kind of split up, and it's myself and my daughter. And my business is just now getting established. And let's see, what else? I just want to know how it's all going to shake out. I still keep.
Okay, Renee, stop there very quickly, Carmen, because we have to go to break. What do you got?
Well, I got that she's moving in a better place. I think the energy in the place is better. I think you're going to feel so empowered by the new vibration in the new home. I don't know if this home has any 8 or 6 number, because I keep on seeing these numbers.
8 is what it adds up to.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, it adds up to 11. Excuse me, 11.
Okay, so but I don't know why I kept on seeing the 8. So you have to see what else is that has to do with this 8. But this is a great move for you. And you're going to be very happy there. It's a new beginning in so many ways.
Okay, Renee, thank you so much for the call. Hey, guys, we've got to take a quick break. Hey, don't forget, our friends at Premier Pet Products have given us a gift basket of $150 worth of gift toys for your pets and your cat and your dog. So go to my Facebook page, click like, enter the sweepstakes, and you may win next week. I will announce it on Facebook. Guys, this is the Dougal Fraser Show. My amazing guest, Dr. Carmen Hara, going to be on the cruise. Are you booking? Call Life Journeys. Come with us. We're going to celebrate. Go to CarmenHara.com. We're going to come back and take more calls. I'll be right back.
Have you ever been on a diet? Are you ready to kick those cravings that have layered on unwanted pounds? Choosing Your Healthy Path, a 24-week inspirational guide to weight loss and wellness, is more than a book. It's a program that guides you off the yo-yo approach and puts you on the go-go road for life. With Choosing Your Healthy Path, you'll form a weight loss club and create your own diet and exercise plan. So get this party started and choose your healthy path. Go to choosingyourhealthypath.com to start your weight loss journey today.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing, and is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey, one who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staub is just that person, an experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staub can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
If you or anyone you love has a degenerative or bulging disc, you need to know the doctors at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. For bulging discs of the back and neck, they use the DRX 9000 spinal decompression machine. It gently creates negative pressure on the specific degenerated disc that allows the body to naturally repair itself. No drugs and no surgery. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net to learn more about spinal decompression at Wellness One of Bellevue and Eastgate. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Hi, this is astrologer Stephanie Jones, and the seasons are changing. The sun is in Libra this month, a sign of partnership and balance. So instead of thinking of me, 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 take your partner and go out dancing. Or go out dancing and find a partner. Call me at 323-369-8221. Or visit my website at stephanie-jones.com and see where Libra brings the gift of partnership and sharing into your horoscope. That's 323-369-8221.
Hey everybody, it's Psychic Dougal Fraser. The phone is ringing off the hook. Guys, don't forget, next April, Dr. Carmen Hara, myself, and the amazing Colette Baron-Reed, we are doing a cruise through the Caribbean. It's on April 21st through the 28th. And here's the thing, guys. This is a limited amount of rooms. This is not like one of the Hay House big cruises where there's 9,000 rooms for you to join. We're taking a really intimate group. It's going to be so much fun. And, you know, we're doing lectures. It's not just lectures. It's very interactive. We're going to go dancing. We're all having dinner together. We're going to go take swims. We're doing readings. And then it's also going to be about being around people of like-minded consciousness. If there's one thing I hear all the time from clients, they want to be around people who support their views and support their ideas. So if you're hesitating because you want to come alone, I have so many people who are coming alone. You will only be alone on this trip if you want to, because it's all about the group experience and group energy. I'm telling you right now, you can win a dinner with the three of us. And Carmen, you know that dinner is going to be insane, because we'll be giving readings, we'll be talking, we'll be laughing. It'll be so much fun. I can't wait. So we're going to go straight to next call. God, it's all Canada today. We've got Charles in Toronto. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning, Dougal. Carmen, how are you?
Great, thanks.
Hi, Charles. So excited to talk to you, my dear.
What's going on in your life?
I'm being battered on all fronts. I'm doing my best to stay positive, and I know I'm going to come out of this okay, but I need a little propping up.
What do you think,
Carmen? Charles, you're really okay. I see no reason. I mean, I think you have your health. I think you have the most important things about your life in place. I'm not really feeling the reason of being worried or concerned. It might only be probably work or changes in your environment or in your private life, but not enough reason to be worried.
Yeah, I was getting the sense that you weren't working right now. Are you not working?
A quick background. I lost a very good job a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Lengthy marriage is coming to an end, and I was diagnosed with cancer about a month ago.
Well, I
don't know where that cancer is, because I personally don't sense the cancer. I don't know. That's so crazy.
Go ahead. Well, the sense that I was getting, you know, is a lot of times endings come in cycles. You know, the career gets taken away, the job gets taken away, the relationship gets taken away, and then the consciousness gets very stuck in the lack. So it wouldn't surprise me if you had a small blip on the radar connected to your health. But I think that is your body's way of reminding you that you need to take care of yourself right now. And I mean this with the deepest amount of respect, but the job, you know, that was the first sense that I got that you were really still hooked into that. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to write a letter to your former employer, and I want you to thank them for taking that job for you, which is going to be really difficult for you to do. But the minute your consciousness can spin or twist or change something that was negative into a positive, it's a Buddhist principle to say that this came into my life, it's something that I needed to learn, and I appreciate it because it's going to make me stronger. I then want you to tear the letter up, destroy it, bury it, burn it, put it through a paper shredder, but you are done. We are walking away from that space. I then want you to do the second thing with your current relationship. Thank you for this relationship for ending. I'm learning from it. I'm growing from it. I'm going to change. And then I want you to write a letter to your body. You honor your body. You honor your space. You realize it's time to take care of yourself, and you're going to focus on the positive. I know it's hard. It's easy for me to say because I'm not going through it right now. I do continue want you to go to a doctor and listen to what they say. I would also check out acupuncture, because the flow in your body feels stifled. I don't see the energy flowing evenly and clearly. But I agree with Carmen. If you can switch your perspective slightly, there are blessings in your life. When we focus on the blessings, we focus on joy and we increase our joy. And sometimes it's simple things. I'm a big fan of mini miracles. It's the you order a large coffee and they gave you an extra large and they didn't charge you. It's the person in the grocery store that smiles and you got a coupon from them. Start focusing on the mini miracles, and when you can do so, I promise joy will come from that, okay?
I am doing my best to do that right now, and I will continue to do it, absolutely.
And write the letters. There's something about putting it down on paper, honoring the process, and saying, I really thank you for taking this job away from me. I thank you for this relationship ending. And then when you destroy them, your consciousness is only open to new joy and bigger things, okay?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Charles. Best of luck with everything. Hey, guys, we've got a question on instant feedback. Okay, so, Carmen, Lisa emailed in. Lisa's in Seattle. She wants to know, do my husband and I belong together? That's Lisa in Seattle.
I should say yes. That was a very the first instinct that came to my mind, that they have to work out their differences, but they will continue their life together.
I agree. Lisa, I would go to therapy all the way. You are a talker. He is not. That does not make him a bad person, but you can't be the healer and the spouse. So having a third party in the room with someone that could help encourage him to open up, kind of, I know it's like pulling teeth. I get you. I'm more of a talker. David is not, but so we have to find our balance. I totally understand. But having a third party in the room who can communicate that for you, who can kind of give him the safe space. You cannot be his healer. You are his spouse. And so I think bi-weekly sessions with a therapist would help you greatly, but it is a soulmate. And remember, relationships are not always easy. Part of the process is that they trigger you and they bring out some of your issues, but that's how you find balance. So Carmen, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, they can go to my site, www.carmenharra, Carmen Harra, one word, carmenharra.com, or they can go to Hay House Radio and they can connect with me on every Thursday between 11 to 12, or write me an email at carmenharra@AOL. So it's very easy.
And what kind of things are you planning on teaching on the cruise?
Well, probably I'm going to teach about autoimmune disorders, because I think that the world has an autoimmune disorder when a part of us attacks ourselves. And
really?
That's exactly what we're doing, you know.
I love that perspective. I've never heard. I love that. I think the world has an autoimmune disorder. I'm going to tweet
exactly,
that.
Exactly, because look at the world, how we cannot come together, you know, as in unity. And this is because of this disease that is actually becoming an epidemic. And I, at some degree, I really believe the world has also cancer, which is very tied into an autoimmune disorder, too. Because, like Charles said, he has cancer. I don't think he has. I think he just somebody put it in his head.
Yeah.
And it's all tied into the fact that he goes through a tough time. And as he said, a relationship is ending. And then because of that, you're not processing that correctly. That can lead to a disease like cancer or to a disease like an autoimmune disorder. And there's so many, the 80 diseases like this, from type 1 diabetes to multiple sclerosis, they all autoimmune disorders.
Yeah.
And you're not going to believe how many people have it and how many celebrities have it. It's such an epidemic.
I love that perspective. Guys, so the cruise is going to be amazing. Make your reservation now. It's only a small, I think it's $350 or $400 to book your trip. Then you can make monthly payments, and by the time April comes around, it's Mai Tais around the pool and Mystics on the sea. So if you want to, go to my website, DougalFraser.com or CarmenHarra.com. Find her on Facebook. You can call Life Journeys and reserve your cabin now. Carmen, I'm obsessed with you.
Me too.
Wait, is she obsessed with herself or with Google? I mean, that's two different areas there. I mean.
Carmen, thank you so much for joining us, okay?
I love you, and I want you to join me too on Hay House Radio.
Done. I'm doing it.
Know,
let's play.
I don't know. I see that you're going to be on Hay House. I don't know if this makes any sense, but I love to make this prediction for you.
Coming from your lips to God's ears.
It's going
to
happen.
I love it. Thanks, Carmen. Have a great day.
I love you. You too.
Love you too. Bye. She is the best. She's so cute.
Oh, my gosh. Those readings were great.
Yeah, she was great. And there's something so fun from my perspective of doing a reading with someone. Because, you know, I always feel like the freak, you know, who's like, oh, I see things and hear things. And then to do it with someone and to feel it at the same time and getting the same thing, it's super, super exciting. So that's why any event, like if you're going, when there's like a symposium of speakers, there's just something so powerful about that group energy. So if you have that opportunity, definitely go for it. So, guys, don't forget our friends at Premier Pet products are giving you a gift basket worth $150 of all my favorite toys. My favorite leash, the Busy Buddy, so many cool things. So go to my Facebook page. On the even if you're already on the Facebook page, just go to the left-hand column, click sweepstakes, and enter to win.
Yeah,
and speaking of which, I keep forgetting to say this because I was so excited last week with Danielle. MJ in North Dakota, I think she lives in North Dakota, won the Cosmic Coaching Contest. Woo-hoo! Super exciting. So we're going to start with her. She'll probably join us on the show occasionally to talk about how it's going. And again, I will be on Good Day LA tomorrow morning in the 8 o'clock hour. If you want to check that out, I'm going to be nervous. So you can see, I'm planning outfits, guys, makeup, you know, concealer, the whole bit, getting it ready. So you can see me being all nervous. And don't forget, if you want to come to my workshop in Dallas, go to DougalFraser.com, click on appearances, or call 1-877-936-8425, and you can book your space. Guys, what a great week. I adore you. I hope you have a happy and safe Halloween. Dress up. Get comfortable. Benny, I'm going to miss you. We're going to have to do a rerun next week. I know.
I know.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm just going to be doing my own thing. Oh, are you dressing up for Halloween, though? I mean, really?
I don't dress up for Halloween.
Come on, Dougal.
You know what it is? David wants to, and he's a makeup artist, so he can do, like, amazing things.
Oh, well,
but
see, there you go.
I've never been, the last person that I was a Hare Krishna once. And I had a bald cap on, and I just wore a sheet, and I would hand flowers to people. And that worked for me.
Okay, all right.
But are you dressing up?
Yeah, I was probably going to... Well, I can't give it away on the air because we haven't had our contest. We have a contest here. We're big here at the radio station, and so...
Hello, where was my memo?
Well, you know, it happens that maybe you should just come back up for that, you know? Maybe.
Well, if I knew there was a contest, I would go for it, because you know how I love to win them contests, like number one show, Justin.
I know.
Hey, guys, it's been a great week. I will see you in 2 weeks. Have a great day, and I love y'all. Bye.